Time for Monday Real Estate Today. Amanda Leszewski joins us again. She's a broker to the stars through Better Homes and Garden Real Estate. She's on the line right now. Hello, mate.
Hello, Luke. How are you?
I'm really, really good. So we've got a massive problem here in Australia. You and I have discussed it many times, the housing shortage, the skill shortage. I don't know how we're going to make enough homes to fit in 500,000 migrants over the next few years. I don't know where we're going to get the labour from because we have that shortage. But building affordable housing is the other thing. There's a thought bubble out there that there could be more affordable housing built if the GST on construction costs was lifted. What do you make of this?
Oh, look, I do tend to agree. I mean, I do know that, I mean, I was young when GST was first introduced, but we were all under the impression that it was only going to be put on things that weren't a necessity. And I think based on the way everything is going at the moment, construction is a necessity and there shouldn't be GST on it. That will actually definitely help make it more affordable.
I noticed that the Property Council of Australia, New South Wales Executive Director, Katie Stevenson is her name, and she says removing the irrecoverable GST expense on land and rent housing supply in New South Wales and around the country could be a good idea. She says that the state governments should be able to help by making it easier to obtain land tax and stamp duty discounts. I think she's right.
I agree as well. Look, I think she's definitely right with that. It should be available to everyone to have some sort of an exemption in place, especially with the cost of living rising. I mean, why not make housing more affordable and construction more affordable?
So, I mean, I've always thought stamp duty is an absolute rort, especially with first home buyers. What are your thoughts?
I agree. You know, I have this conversation with my clients all the time.
I bet you do.
When they go to buy a house, they completely forget to factor in stamp duty. And then when we bring up the conversation, they're like, well, why? It's just unnecessary. And I do think that it needs to either be reduced or removed at in some way. It makes it more difficult for people.
If you got rid of stamp duty on a first home purchase, say under $2 million, and then, you know, reintroduced it on a second and third and fourth home, whatever, I think people would get that. But gee whiz, it's so tough to get into the market. We're making it hard.
They are making it hard. I think it is hard. And I mean, at the moment, you only get a GST exemption as a first home buyer on properties that it's hard to find a property within that price bracket. So, I mean, if they went up to $2 million first home buyer, no stamp duty, I think that would be a brilliant idea.
Yeah. All right. It's worth talking about. It's certainly worth talking about. Amanda Leszewski is with us, mortgage broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. Amanda, what happened with auctions over the weekend? Because we're getting close to Christmas and I've got a funny feeling people are trying to get into their new homes before the big day.
Yeah. So it looks like a lot of people are trying to get into homes before Christmas. The auction clearance rates over the weekend, we'll start with Sydney. That was at 68%. Melbourne was also 68%. Brisbane was sitting at 58%, with Perth at 36%, Canberra 64%, and Adelaide was at 80%.
Okay, so people are still buying.
People are still buying. It is changing, but people are still buying.
But there you are. See, fear of missing out, even though interest rates are where they are. Do you know what? I reckon a lot of people agree with you that interest rates will actually come down towards the middle and end of next year.
Yeah, look, we're not going to see it straight away, but I think it will be towards the middle or end, middle part of next year, I'd say. And so that's probably where we're comfortable at.
There you are. Amanda, always good to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Luke. Lovely talking to you.
Just a quick question for you, because you, I think, would be a great thermometer, a great barometer, an indicator of how the market's going. Do you have a lot of work between now and Christmas?
I do, surprisingly.
There you are.
A lot of clients are coming off their fixed rate. So we're doing a lot of refinances. And surprisingly, we're doing a lot of investment purchases. I've got quite a few with me at the moment. So a lot of people are buying, but not in the capital cities. They're actually looking further out and buying investment properties with really good rental returns.
What about people buying in regional areas of Australia?
Yeah. So we're seeing a lot of that at the moment, but I'm seeing mainly investors buying out regional.
Ah, really?
Yeah, it's more the investors, and what they're doing is they're refinancing their current property to gather up a deposit and use to purchase an investment property.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Always good to talk to you, Amanda. Your boss has gone overseas and come back with COVID. Did you hear this?
No, I didn't actually.
He said to me, "I brought Lukey boy. I brought back a friend. COVID."
Oh no.
Oh dear. All right. So he might leave you alone for a while.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, tell him. Just don't answer his call. Say you're delirious. Go back to bed.
Well, that explains why I haven't spoken to him for a little while.
Exactly. There you are. All right. Hey, Amanda Leszewski. Good to talk. Thanks.
Thanks, Luke. Bye.